Leading the news this morning, and Philippine police have shot dead a former officer who hijacked a bus and killed 8 tourists. 17 people survived the ordeal, but 2 were severely injured and 6 others were taken to hospital. The former policeman seized the bus with an assault rifle to try to get his job back. Negotiations had been going on peacefully before the attacker opened fire. The 3 independents who could determine Australia's next government will meet in Canberra today. Rob Oakeshott, Bob Katter and Tony Windsor say they won't make a decision about whether to support Labor or the Coalition until the final results are known. Mr Oakeshott and Mr Windsor are warning they won't be won over by policies and partisan arguments. A report out today shows Australia's heavy drinking is costing Australia $36 billion a year. The research by the Alcohol Education and Rehabilitation Foundation indicates more than 10 million people experience some negative effect from other people's drinking. Tens of thousands of people are fleeing their homes in Pakistan as the flooding crisis worsens. River levels are rising in some areas and rescue teams are struggling to reach those in need. Many flood victims are still waiting for food, shelter and clean water. And Tiger Woods and Ellen Nordegren are officially divorced. The golfer and his wife finalised their separation 9 months after it was revealed Woods had been cheating.